time I hear that, that back and forth between God and Abraham, I see a scene in Fiddler on the Roof. It's Tevye, the main character. And Tevye tries to bargain with God to make him rich. And Tevye prays, if I were a rich man, both Abraham and Tevye remind us, praying. Praying is a very human thing. We need to pray. And in the gospel, Jesus teaches us how. He teaches us how to pray. And we know that prayer, the Our Father. Today we heard Luke's version of the prayer. It's basically the same as Matthew's, which is what we normally pray. But Luke's version is shorter. Luke wants to move on from the words of the prayer to the attitude that we should bring to the prayer. And so Jesus tells a parable. And the parable that Jesus tells emphasizes the attitude of persistence. We should come to prayer with persistence, but it's a persistence that's combined with a real shamelessness. The man knocking at the door of his friend in the middle of the night just won't stop until he gets his friend out of his comfortable bed. So Jesus here, he's talking about what we might call real chutzpah. Real chutzpah. He's telling us to pray boldly. He's telling us to be pushy with God when we pray. Pray to God with chutzpah. And then he tells us what our pushy attitude should insist on. And what we should insist on in prayer is that God give us the Holy Spirit. He says, if you then know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So I'd like to say something about the Holy Spirit. The word spirit comes from the Latin spiritus, and that is a translation of the Hebrew word ruach, which means breath. It means breath or wind. So for Jesus, to receive the Holy Spirit is to come to experience God's breath. It's to come to experience God's warming presence. If you have the Spirit, then you know God's presence. If you have the Spirit, God is in your experience. Much of Jesus' teaching in all the Gospels is about how we can come to know the Holy Spirit, how we can come to know God's real presence in our own lives. For example, Jesus describes the Spirit as our paraclete. Now, paraclete is a legal term. It means defender, advocate. It means the lawyer who defends us against false accusations. As Jesus teaches in the Gospels, there's a battle going on within each and every one of us. And it's the work of Satan. And the word means deceiver. It's the work of Satan always to make false accusations against us. Always to tear us down to our very selves. And always to tear us apart from one another. His strategy goes something like this. You can't give yourself to another person. You're much too needy. You're much too insecure for that. But what you can do is that you can take from the other. And so you will become better. You will become more powerful than the other person. And the Spirit, our Paraclete Defender, steps in to help us to recognize Satan's lie. The Spirit's strategy goes something like this. You sense within yourself the rightness, the need to give yourself away to someone. You have such an abundance within you. You really are an abundant lover. You have so much to give. It is the work of the Spirit that we come to recognize our own given goodness, our own God-given goodness. In biblical language, we would say the Spirit helps us to recognize that we are made in the image of God. We are created by God, which means, being created by God means we are what God is doing now. Now. Jesus is teaching us. We come into God's presence when we recognize our own deep down goodness. When we become aware of our loving and our wanting to love. God's Holy Spirit is with us and is within us when we accept our own wonderfully made humanity, when we accept ourselves as images of God, when we accept ourselves as made for love. Now, I think these days, we really need the Holy Spirit. We so easily, so quickly, overlook our ordinary and even our obvious goodness. Say an encouraging word to someone. Helping someone in need, falling in love, raising a family. These are our ways of acting out as images of God. So we do need to pray. We need to take the time to be with ourselves more deeply. But more than that, we need to take the time to be with ourselves more reverently. Reverently. For just as St. Paul describes us, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Truly, we are where God's own Spirit is alive and working. So let us take the time to reacquaint ourselves with who we are most deeply, who we are most profoundly. We are where God is to be found.